It's just me. No, don't turn around, please. You're obviously in here to get your coat and head home, which is why I followed you in here. Because I have a few things I need to say, and if I don't say them now, tonight, I don't think I ever will. No, please, I mean it. Don't turn around. I don't think I can do this if I have to look you in the eye. I know this is going to sound really strange, and part of me is just seconds away from backing out of here and forgetting I ever thought of this, but like I said, if I don't tell you this now, then I'll probably never get to tell you all the things that I've been dying to tell you. Yes, of course you can speak. Oh no, this has nothing to do with work. I'm sorry, I should have made that clear. You've been doing a really excellent job. I couldn't be more pleased. You were my hire, and I'm so thrilled to be able to show you off to corporate. No, please, don't worry about that. In fact, if anyone should be worrying about their job, it's me. Why is that? Well, I'm taking a bit of a risk here, and I know it. God, I've tried. I've tried to ignore you. I've tried to be professional. I've Googled horror stories about harassment cases. I've read every sob story about people who regret making advances toward an employee. But nothing has worked. It's hopeless. I have no choice but to tell you just how badly I want you. No, please. Please don't turn around. I need to say this. I need you to know that on my toughest days, on those dark, dreary mornings, when I feel like I have to drag myself into work, I only need to catch a glimpse of you strolling down the hall to your desk, and I feel so much better. The way you walk, the way you move, with that loose-limbed grace, that comfortable stride. Something about that just makes me light up inside. And when our eyes meet and you smile at me, God, do you have any idea what that smile does to me? I can feel like a block of ice inside. And one grin from you melts me. And of course, I love the way you're built. Sometimes when I look out from my office and see you sitting with your back to me, just like it is now, I just gaze at you, at your broad shoulders, and the way your body tapers down to your waist. So strong. So masculine. Even when you wear these nice shirts, I swear I can see the strong muscles of your back moving. When you reach for the phone or you lean back for a stretch, you move so easily. It's hard to describe. But it makes me imagine how fluidly you might move with me. If you were touching me or caressing me, moving on top of me, inside me, I can't stop thinking about what it would be like. Just once to feel your lips on me, your hands all over me. I hear your voice in those dreamy hours before dawn. I imagine you lying beside me, touching my breasts, drifting your fingers down my thigh, coaxing my legs apart, and lightly grazing my pussy with lazy fingers. I imagine feeling your cock pressing against me so insistently, even while your sleepy voice murmurs in my ear. I toss and turn at night, imagining how it would feel to straddle you and sink down onto your rigid cock. How your hands would grip my hips and guide me in slow, rhythmic gyrations until you're fucking up into me with abandon. Oh, sometimes I swear I can feel your cock in my mouth, sliding my lips over your head and devouring you, sucking and working until you grip my head and shoot your cum into me, making it spill down my chin. Sometimes I imagine holding your head against my pussy until your tongue finds that sweet, swirling, silky, wet motion that sends me shuddering and bucking with orgasm after orgasm. But even when I'm at work, when I can't indulge in such thoughts, I still find myself thinking about touching you, about what it would be like to run my hands down your chest and past your waist, maybe like this. Maybe your breath would become shallow and fast. Maybe I'd feel your heart begin to pound. And maybe, just maybe, if you wanted me, if you wanted me to, maybe my hands would find something hard and aching down there. Oh my God, you are hard. Jesus, can I just feel you like this through your jeans? Oh my God, you feel so good. Oh, my hands are almost shaking. I can't believe I'm actually touching you like this. I'm going to ask you just once, and whatever you say will be fine with me. It won't affect your job here in any way. But I have to know. I have to try. I want nothing more right this minute than to turn you around and kiss you, and for you to kiss me and touch me and undo this blouse and cup my breasts in your hands and push me against the wall and hike my skirt up over my hips. And God, I want to do so much with you, but more than anything tonight, right here, I just want to feel you drive your cock into me and fuck me. If you don't want that, just say so and I'll leave and I'll never mention it again. But if you do want me as badly as I want you, you don't have to say anything. Just turn around and... Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. 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 I've been wanting this for so long. I'll just push my panties to the side. It's okay. I've been wet for you all night. Oh, yes. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, fuck, you're so sexy. I am going to go back to the party now. I think you should wait a few minutes and then leave so no one suspects. Do you agree? Okay. No. No, I don't think we should talk about this now. Let's just let it be for now, okay? I don't even know what to say right now, and I don't want to say something I'll regret. Just know that you were so much better than I even dreamed. This was the most incredible experience. I'll never forget this, or you.